Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Moshe Yaakov ben Reb Nosson Yehuda and Reza Leia Bas Yaakov.
Maseches Yevamos, Daf Gimel. In order to understand the Mahalach that Reb Moshe Feinstein in the Dibris Moshe is medayik from various Rashis here on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and that Reb Nochem Partzovitz in the Chedusha Reb Nochem follows more Bekitzer, he also follows a basic approach in the Rashis here, we need to offer a bit of a Hakdoma. In the Gemara later on, in Yevamos Daf Chof, the Gemara is mechalik between a case where one cannot be miyabim the Yevama because the Yevama is a chayvei krisos to him. She's an erevo, she yesh bakoros, she's, for example, she's bito, his daughter, or she's a chois ime, whatever the case is, Yevama, that's an erevo. Or another case in the Gemara, where it's impassive to him, yavim the Yevama, because she is a chayvei lavim va'asei, relative to the Yevama. The Gemara gives a case of a almonam and a hasuim, l'koy hein godoil. In other words, the kohen godoil is not allowed to live with a ba'ulo who has had a bia, and that's a lois hasei v'asei. And since the asei of Yubam is not doicha, the lois hasei v'asei, therefore it comes out that a chayvi lavim v'asei, a ba'ulo l'kohen godoil, you can't perform the mitzvah of Yubam. And the Gemara learns from Sukkim over there that in the case of the Erva that has a kares, the halacha is that not only is she not oyla liyibum, but she also is not oyla chalitza. There's no zika whatsoever between this yevama and the yovam, and there's not even any chalitza. Masha ein kein, in the case of the chayvi lavim va'asei, the zika still remains, and even though it's impossible to miyabim her, because asei is not doicha the lois asei va'asei, but afa pikein, this still is a din of chalitza. That's the chiluk that the Gemara makes. The pashup shat in this, and we explained yesterday from the Stipler and the Kilis Yankiv, is that in both of these cases, where it's impasse to miyabim, whether it's because the Yavama is yesh bakores relative to the Yavam, or she's chavi lavim va'asei relative to the Yavam, in both of these cases, even if he would be miyabim her, he would not get any mitzvah. And in fact, there is no mitzvah yibum on this yavam relative to that yavam. The mitzvah yibum is completely gone. The chiluk between the cases is whether at least there is a mitzvah chalitza. And the Stipler bases this idea of his based on the fact that the Gemara says over there, but even the chavi lavim ve'eser bo'ala loikona. Even if the yavam would live with her, he would not be kind to her. So vaistois, says the Stipler, that it seems that there is no mitzvah yibum whatsoever, even by the chavi lavim va'asei. She only has a din chalitza on her. A din yibum we do not have at all. Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Dibris Moshe over here, explains at length, and he's bedayik from the Rashi's here, that it's not so. In the opinion of Rav Moshe, by the case of the chavi lavim va'asei, if in fact the person would be oiver, the kohen gadol would be oiver, and he would live with the ba'ula that was nefelas to him liyibum, chot she did an aveira because the asay of yibum is not toich adolois asay v'asay. But afal pikein, after the fact, although he did the aveira, he would get a mitzvah of yibum. And Moshe says explicitly in the Dibris Moshe here that it would actually be an actual kiyum mitzvah. It wasn't justified because you shouldn't have violated the lois asay v'asay of ba'ula kohen gadol. But after the fact, even though it wasn't justified, there would be an actual kiyum mitzvah of Yibam. And Rav Moshe is medayik this at length from the Rashis in this sugya, which Rav Moshe takes out of the Rashis here, that in any case in which there is no mitzvah Yibam whatsoever, the mitzvah Yibam is totally paka from this Yovam relative to this Yavama. So not only is the Yitz mitzvah Yibam gone, but the Chalitza is gone as well. Because what generates the Chalitza, Rav Moshe Medayek, from the Rashis, as we'll see, is the fact that there is a Zikas Yibam here. In other words, that the woman has a band, that she's a medes Yibam, she needs to have the Yibam. There's a mitzvah Yibam on him relative to her. So then we say, you don't want to do the Yibam, or even if you shouldn't be, you can't do the Yibam, then we would say that you have a of chalitza. Masha inkein, if the mitzvah or the din of yibam is totally paka, completely annulled relative to this yavam or that yavama, then it would not be possible to have any chalitza whatsoever. And according to Rav Moshe, Rashi understood, as we'll see, that in the sugand of chof, by the case where a chayvi krisis is nefelas to the yavam, there is no mitzvah yibam whatsoever. The zika is completely gone. She's an erva falling to a yavam, and there is no zika yibam. And in meila, automatically it follows there's no chalitza whatsoever. In the case of the chayvi lavam ve'esa, the reason reason why there is a mitzvah chalitza still is that be'etzem there still is a mitzvah yibum as well. Not only that, Rav Moshe goes so far as to say that if he would live with her, he would taka be mekayim the mitzvah of yibum. No, but then it's also to do it because it's the not doicha the lava asay, and therefore it's also you're not allowed. If you would do it, however, you would get the kiyum. And the reason, according to Rav Moshe's understanding of Rashi, why you would get the chayv lava asay has a mitzvah chalitza is because be'etzem there still is a mitzvah yibum on this yavam relative to that yavama, even though it's impossible and unlawful to be mekayim it. Based on this introduction, let us examine what Rav Moshe Feinstein and much more bekitzer, Rav Nochum Partzovitz, in a basic way, a medayik from the Rashis in the sugya on Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks a kasha on Gimel Amud Aleph. Why does the Mishnah speak out that the Chomesh Yetzei Noshim Apoite Tzorei Sehem Men HaChalitza Umen HaYibam? It's a double expression that the Apoite Tzorei is from Chalitza and from Yibam. Listening Men HaYibam L'chuvdei. Let it just say that they pater the Tzorei from Yibam alone. And what does that mean? What's the kasha? Why should it just say Yibam L'chuvdei, Yibam alone? So Rashi speaks out V'Chalitza Memeilo Meshtama. In other words, right now in the Gemara is assuming that all I have to do is to say that these ervois part of the Tzor from Yibam alone, and automatically I'll figure out on my own that automatically there is no Chalitza. Now right off the bat, says Rav Moshe, this needs a hezber, an explanation. Why should I assume that? And the Chanami, there's no Mitzvah Yibam, but there could still be a Mitzvah Chalitza. In fact, we really do find that by Chayv 11 V'Esa later on in the Afchav, there's no Yibam and there is a Chalitza. Why, what's this kind of assumption the Gemara is going with right now? Just speak at Yibam L'chudei, and Chalitza will, Memeila Mishtama, like Rashi says, will automatically follow. This is one Shaila on the Rashi over here. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara answers, no. If it would just say, Min HaYibam, Hava Amilim Mechlatz Cholza Yavumi Loi Miyabmo, that if it would just say Yibam, I would have assumed, no, then in fact that there is a Chuzabi, a Chalitza, just no Yibam. Kamash Malon, that's what the Mishnah is, Mechadesh, the Oilu Yibam, Oilu Chalitza, any Chalitza, in other words, it's Tolu HaBaha, and since there's no Yibam in this Mishnah, therefore there's no Chalitza. Rashi says a Loshain over here that the half a minute would have been that Mechlatz Cholza Shaloi LaHafkia Mitzvah Yibam. Now, the first point that Rav Moshe makes about this Rashi, the truth is, there's a very strange expression. The half a minute was that you'll do a Chalitza in order not to Mefkia the Mitzvah Yibam. Does that really make sense? Says Rav Moshe, that was the half a minute to do a Chalitza, not to Mefkia the Mitzvah of Yibam. Aren't we assuming that the Mitzvah Yibam is gone anyway, and the question is whether it's still within Chalitza? I mean, the Mishnah says, Peteris Man HaYibam, Rashi should have said, have a minute Mechlatz Cholza because it's within Chalitza on you. Instead, Rashi says, Mechlatz Cholza Shalo Afkia Mitzvah Yibam. It seems almost from Rashi as if Rashi assumed that the reason the have a minute would have been to have a Chalitza is because there's still some level of a Mitzvah Yibam on this woman, even though it's not performable and you can't do it because you're blocked from doing it. But Afal Pikain, the Mitzvah is still Mechayev in some manner, and that's why the Havamina was to do a Chalitza, not to Mefkia the Mitzvah Yibam. Then Rashi says, but you're not. Yivumi loy, mishum gzeiras hakosa de litzre. Because of the gzeiras hakosa de litzre that we'll have later on a base, gzeiras hakosiv, that a tzoras ervo is not miyabim. So therefore, the half a minute was, yibum not, but there will be a mitzvah of chalitza. So right off the bat, says Rav Moshe, we see clearly that Rashi understood, that it's not mefurish in the Gemara, that the half a minute here, that yibum no, but chalitza yes, was only on the tzoras ervo. The Mishnah, remember, discusses the arayos and their tzoras, their co-wives. If both the ervo and the co-wife falls to Shimon Liyibum, so Yibam Shimon is not Miyabim the Erev, he's not Miyabim the co-wife. But it seems clear that even in Maskonas HaGemora, if we would have said that they put them in HaYibam, and wouldn't have mentioned Chalitza, I would have known, even in Maskona, I would have known that the din of put them in HaYibam means, relative to the Erev herself, that there's no Yibam and no Chalitza. Even in Maskonas HaGemora, when the Gemara says, Havmina that she's Mechlas Chalitza, that's with reference to the Tzoras Erev alone. That's what Rashi says. Yibum Eloi, Mishim Gzeas HaKosav, the literary. Rashi does not mention the Gzeas HaKosav of Aleha, which answers the Erva Allah herself from being Misyabemes, that Rashi doesn't get into, because it seems that the Erva herself, even Maskona Sagamara, is a given that she doesn't have Yibam or Chalitza. In other words, the Hainu, if she doesn't have Yibam, then automatically she doesn't have Chalitza, just like Rashi said in the Havamina. It's just that in the Maskona Machadesh, the same thing may not be true about the Tzoras Erva. Reb Nochem, who follows a similar approach to Reb Moshe here, speaks out in the Chiddush of Reb Nochem that actually in the Ritva, this thing is Beferish. The Ritva said, Mamish black and white, that the Maskona Segemora is that if he would have said that she's not Messiah Bemes, I would have said that you are Choylates, Zokt the Ritva. Perish, Tzoras Erva Miha. Those say said the Tzora, the co-wife of the Yevet, she's the one that I would have said that she's Choylates, because, says the Ritva, I would have said that the Pasuk of Litzer just tells me you're not Miyabim, but you are Choylet. Does Hesed Ritva says actually black on white that which Reb Moshe is already Medayak in the Rashi here, that even the Skona Segemora, it actually really is a given. It really is a given that if a lady is an Erva and therefore she can't be Messiah Bemis, all I have to do is tell you she's not Messiah Bemis and I'll figure on my own Misvora. Apparently there's some kind of a Svora, I'll know that if she's not Messiah Bemis, then automatically there's no Chalitza. It's only with reference to the Tzora that I can have a give and take. A Shaka Vataria, and the Mishnah had to speak out the Feirish that the Tzora is not only not Messiah Bemis, but also not Choletzes. So in this, Reb Moshe Feinstein says that we see from here that even if we would not have any psukim on Daf Chof, the Svara Chitzoyne would tell me, says Reb Moshe, just to read the psukim and the Torah in Kiseitze and take a look there, and it says Yeshu Achi Yachta Bein Ein Loi, and the din is the woman is Nefeles Liyibum to Shimon, and the pasuk says Yivama Yove Aleha. That's the mitzvah, and that's the zika. The band is to the mitzvah of Yibum. Norvos Denim Loi Ach Poit Lo Kachas. So then the halacha is that you do the chalitza. Chalitza is presented as an alternative b'mokum of the mitzvah yibum is chal. And the mele where there's no chalois mitzvah yibum, it's automatic that there's no chalitza. That's why in the Havamina we understood misvora, memele mishtama, even without any special yafusis on Daf Chof, we understood on our own that if you tell me poitris min hayibum, I would know that there's no chalitza. Which is true, says Reb Moshe, you see from Rashi, even the Maskona Sagemara. When the Gemara says in the Maskona that there's a special din that by a Torah, I would have thought that maybe she's not Messiah Bemis, but not Choletzes, that's unique to a Torah, as we'll see. But a Koponim b'negeto an Erva, it's absolutely a fact. It is a fact that where there's no Yibum, that the Erva is, it's Mufka, the Mitzvah Yibum. There's no Mitzvah Yibum on an Erva when she falls the Yibum. If there's no Mitzvah Yibum, that automatically there likewise is also no Mitzvah Chalitza. Now, Rashi speaks out, Rashi fears always at the end of the Rashi here, that in fact, v'chol heicha, da'arminan choletzes v'loy Messiah Bemes, mishum sveikahu. Anytime we're going to find choletzes and not Messiah Bemes, it's only because she's a suffix if she's an erva or not, like you have cases later on in Yevomais. If a mesupik, if she's an erva, then in a chanami, then you don't know. Maybe there is a din of yibum. You can't do it because there might not be a din yibum, but a koponim, there may be a din yibum, and that's where you have a din of choletzes. But that's the only time, says Rashi, because really, there's no such a thing to have chalitza and not yibum, and if we're going to say choletzes lemes abemes, because you're a suffix erva, and that's why is choletzes. V'kiveiga right away in the Gilin Hashas jumps on this Rashi and sends you to look at the Gemara on Daf Chof Aleph, this Hemshech of the Gemara on Daf Chof. What does V'kiveiga mean? So Reb Moshe points out, because the Gemara over there says clearly that the Chayvi Lavin Ve'eser, in fact, are choletzes and ames yabemes. If a Chayvi Lavin Ve'eser falls to a Yavam, to a Kohen Gadol, a Bula falls to a Kohen Gadol, choletzes and ames yabemes. That's not a suffix over there at all. So the Rashi really is a Pella, how could Rashi possibly say that kol heicha, any time, chaletz tamas abemes is always based on a suffix, because really it's impossible, Rashi is saying, you know, if there's no yibum, there's no chalitza, must be as a suffix. Now, what's going on? The Gemara says clearly over there that chayvi lavim ve'esa do have chalitza, even though they don't have yibum. Reb Moshe, however, explains al pidar koi, that in fact chayvi lavim ve'esa are not an example, they're not a good example of a lady that doesn't have yibum. The pshat is, says Reb Moshe, based on what we said before, that Rashi understood that chayvi lavim ve'esa be'etzem do have a mitzvah yibum, they are mitzvah in the mitzvah of yibum. Is just unlawful to be mekayim it. Because since the assay is not doiche, the lois assay va'assay, you're not allowed to be doiche, therefore you can't do the yibum. So therefore, even though you are mitzvah in yibum, in the case of lavim va'assay, you still can't perform it. Reb Moshe goes even further, like we said before, and Reb Moshe claims that if you would be ova and you would be, violate this lavim va'assay and do the yibum, you're mekayim the mitzvah of yibum. Chot you get a big aveira, but you're mekayim the mitzvah of yibum, and Reb Moshe says, in addition, that as he understands this, in the kind of Isser Yibum, that means that the Isser of Eishes Ach is Paka by the case of Chavi Lavin Vaseh. This is always a shayla that we ask. Anytime a Yavama falls to a Yavam, the Isser of Eishes Ach is Paka. This is one of the basic subjects, Masech the Yavamas. If the Eishes Ach would still continue, how would you be able to live with her and miyabim her? So we say the Eishes Ach is Paka. What about in a case where it's actually impeded? You're not supposed to live with her. You're not supposed to miyabim her. What about the Chavi Lavin Vaseh? where Lamaisa Taseh is not Teucha, the Lava Aseh, so you shouldn't be Miyabim. Would we say that the Eish Yisach is Poka, and what happens if you do Ovar V'yibma, and you do live with her, are you in violation of the Din of Eish Yisach? And Moshe says, no. He says that the way he understands from the Rashis over here, Lava Aseh is just a technicality that you're not allowed to perform this mitzvah of Yibim. But Etzim, you still have the mitzvah of Yibim mitzvah upon you, and since it's mitzvah upon you, the Chavi Lava Aseh is in fact Poka, and if you live with her, you're not over on the Eish Yisach. So based on all that, Ramesh says, you know why? That's why Rashi left out of here entirely on Daf Gimel a discussion of Chayvi Lavan Va'aseh. And then answered the Kivegas Kasha. Because in fact, when Rashi says, Kolecha, the Chalecha, and Sabem, it's Mishun Sveika, Rashi really is correct. In any case in which there really is no din yibum, in other words, not just that you can't perform, that you're obstructed from performing the mitzvah yibum, but that there is no din, no mitzvah yibum upon you, in any case like that, there's also no chalitza, like Ramesh is explaining throughout based on the Diukam and the Rashi's. Chalitza is something to do to perform the mitzvah bimklem with is a zikas yibum. If there's no zikas yibum, no mitzvah yibum mutl upon you, there's no chalitza. In a chavi lavim vasei, the whole thing doesn't begin because there is a mitzvah yibum upon you. The loshim chavi chalitza for lemesia bemis is used over there. That means something else. That means you're obstructed from doing a yibum, so don't do it. Do a chalitza instead. But really, technically, you're mitzvah in the yibum by chavi lavim vasei, and that's not the discussion in Rashi here. So the Rashi, if I'll ever find by arayos, which lachor by arayos, the mitzvah yibum is poka. There is no mitzvah yibum. So where will I ever find by arayos that she's chalitza? How do you ever have such a thing? We're saying that chalitza, by definition, is something which only kicks in b'mokum where there is a mitzvah and a mitzvah yibum. So Rashi, the odd case like that, those are cases of sveika. Since it's a safek, so therefore, over there, it's misafek. Maybe you really do have a mitzvah yibum, and maila, that's why you do the chalitza. Rashi doesn't get into lavan vasei at all. Then answer giving is kasha, because by lavan vasei there is a mitzvah yibum, you just obstruct it from performing it, and that's a whole different discussion, which is not negaya to the discussion here in the Rashi and in the sugya. Ramosha takes all this a step further, and he says a rather startling chiddush to explain a very shver Tosis Yeshonim here near the bottom of Gimel and Aleph. The Tosis Yeshonim goes through a similar lashon to Rashi, that the Kamash Malan is that Oil Yibim is Oil Chalitza, not Oil Yibim is not Oil Chalitza, which Ramosha understands in Rashi and Tosis Yeshonim to mean that if there is a mitzvah Yibim, then there could be a Chalitza, and no mitzvah Yibim, then there's no Chalitza. And on that, the Tosis Yeshonim says, V'chol Heicha, that the Amin and Chalitza Flemes Yabem is similar to Rashi, so it's by a case of Sveik. The same lashon that Rashi uses, we only say chalitza b'emes by a case of a safek, that the lashon of the Tosfos Yeshonim is that's ma'iri midrabbanon. That's a din derabbanon when it says chalitza b'emes. The mitam safek ain't lepoitcha b'le chalitza. Anytime it says chalitza b'emes is a case of a safek erva, and there because it's a safek, you don't pata b'le chalitza, and therefore it's a din derabbanon to do a chalitza. Now zokter Moshe, and Rashi is not at all mashma that this case of safek is only derabbanon, and pashtus Rashi is certainly correct. Mitzarasvora is no mention in Rashi. It should be the Rabbanon, and why should it be the Rabbanon? If you have a case of a Sufik erva, that means she may or may not have a din d'iraisa mamish that she's mithyabemes for this yid, for this yovam, and she's it's a Sufik. Granted that you can't do it because of a Sufik erva, but avada l'chayra, she's still bound to him because she has a Sufik, a mitzvah yibim, and a may l'mi Sufik, it should be required on the Torah level, do a chalitza, Sufik d'iraisa l'chumri, you have to do a chalitza. Why in the world would the Tosfos Yeshonim hold, contrary to Rashi, that by the case of a Sufik, we say it's only a din d'rabbanon, the Rabbanon, he says. The mitam safek ain't lepoitcha b'loy chalitza. So Rav Moshe says that everything he just said, he could say another additional rather startling nekuda and explain this point. And that is, Dr. Rav Moshe, that we know that by a case of a safek deraisa, the halacha is safek deraisa l'chumra, which pashtus is a din deraisa, safek deraisa l'chumra mideraisa, that the Torah itself is telling you that by a case of a suffix, you're not allowed to go ahead and violate that suffix. Kum techois. That over here, by the case of an isha who's a suffix erva who's nefelos ligibim, the din deraisa is to be concerned with that possibility that she is an erva, and therefore to be blocked from being able to do the mitzvah of yibum. Says Rav Moshe, the Tosfos Yeshonim went further and understood that din deraisa is to be choshesh and to be noyheg lemaisa al pi that sad that she is an erva because safek deraisa is lachomer. So we're supposed to be noyheg with that sad that the isha is an erva and fizuch that you consider yourself obstructed based upon the din erva obstructed from performing the mitzvah of yibum. Since the din of erva would be mafkia the zika completely and would take away and ganzen the zika's yibum, so kum techois that the din nihug that's mutal upon you, the hanhoga that's placed upon you, that you have to fear that she's an error because of the suffix, and the meila, you're not miyambib. The meila, therefore, the Tesis Shonim understood that in such a case, since the din nihug is the fear zach, the hanhoga is the fear zach that she's an error, therefore there is no din chalitza that's chal on you, because the Torah presented chalitza as an alternative to yibum, and over here, the din of yibum, as far as yibum goes, our hanhoga, halacha is, we have to treat this woman like she's an erva because of the rice lechumra. Therefore, the Torah did not present chalitza as an alternative, according to the Tosafos Yeshanim, even by a case of a suffik erva, because by a suffik erva, we say that lechumra midiraisa, you have to treat her like an erva. So there, the Torah itself did not give chalitza as an alternative. Rashi, however, held that it's true that we're machmir, even at the rice level, perhaps we're machmir, but that is all a suffik, and we have to fear zuch lahalacha to go with the more strict possibility that maybe she's an erva, but I have to recognize there's two possibilities, and there's another possibility, maybe she's not an erva, and therefore the Torah reckons with that as well, and it tells you to be chaylates under the Raisa level because of the possibility she may not be an erva. So the Shonim held that since it didn't suffer, the Torah l'chumra tells me the fears of that she is an erva, so even though I know good and well it's not a vaday, afal pi kein, in such a case, the Torah does not present chalitza as an alternative, and we don't apply the rule of lo yachpoitz, lakachas vivim toiv also, and to do chalitza, because over there the din Torah is that to treat it that she is an erva, and to treat it that she's not mitzvah in the mitzvah of Yibum. One final nakuda here, and this brings us in to mitzvah Shem, with the discussion we have will have been again to Amud Beis, the sugya and Gimel Amud Beis. Rav Moshe says that all of this, what I just said, is all true, ben again to the erva herself. What about the tzoras erva? So clearly, the Gemara did express a half a minute here that if the Mishnah would just say poitis min hayimum, we would have said that the tzoras erva is choletzes. Why should that be? Says Rav Moshe. Didn't we just say that any isha that doesn't have any din yibum on her at all, so automatically she doesn't have a din chalitza as well? So Rav Moshe says that it's mashma from here, and this gets us into a big shaila that we'll discuss, that the halacha of tzoras erva, what is his din? Right, Reuven is married to two wives, he dies and both wives fall to Shimon. Now one of those two wives is an erva to Shimon, the other one is not, but she's a tzoras erva, a co-wife, and we know the halacha is that the co-wife, the tzoras erva, is also padna chalitza and a yibum, like the Mishnah speaks out, just like the erva herself. Here we have declare a very basic hakira, which is one of the really, really central hakiras of the Perek that's discussed very extensively in all this forum, and that is the fundamental nature of this din of Tzoras Erva. What is it? Is it that the Torah was mechadish with exas hakasa, like we'll see later on Amud Beis, exas hakasa of litzur, a special pasik, that tells me a din isor that's chal upon the Tzoras Erva? In other words, because she's falling to Zaman together with the Erva, to Shimon, the Yavam, so that itself is matal an isor upon her. And loisik, the pasuk says Isha lechoyz leisikach litzre, and we have a drasha coming up litzre. So leisikach litzre is mecharish a naya iser called an iser of a tzoras erva, which in certain cases the tzoras erva is nefelis with the erva. So that's matal a new iser called tzoras erva upon this woman. Or is that the other side of the chakir? Like we'll see, is the pshat that really there's no new iser called tzoras erva, where the Torah uses the word litzre, it's megala with a gilui milsa that if the erva is falling together with the co-wife, so just like from the erva herself, there's a total hafko of the zikas yibum because she's an erva. We have xeris akosas later that the erva doesn't have any zika klapi shimin. So when the hafko of the zika is chal, it's not chal just specifically upon the erva alone, but it's also chal together with that upon the tzoras erva. So the zika is mufka from the tzoras erva, and once the zika is completely gone from the tzoras erva, so it follows the memela automatically. It follows from there that once the tzoras erva has no zika and no zikas yibum, so she gets back the Eishes Ach Erva that you are in Isur that you would have had relative Shimon. After all, I mean, every time Reuven dies, he has a brother Shimon, so his wife or wives really should be also relative Eishes Ach. We have a Chiddush Hakro of Yibam that tells me that I have a Zikas Yevamen to Shimon, and therefore that's Mafkir the Eishes Ach, but in a case where there's no Zikas Yevamen. Because, let's say over here, we have a din, not just the Erva is Poka from her advantages, from her, the Zikas Yevamen, but the Torah tells me that the din of Litzwer, that the Zika is gone not only from the Erva herself, but from the entire bias, from all the women who are noiflois, from the Torah, from the Erva and to the Torah as well. So once the Torah is mufka, it vanished from her, the din of the Zikas Yibam, Memela, it falls, it devolves, it automatically Memela is called upon her, the old din of Eishasach that she had, Klapi Shimon, because she was married to Reuven, and that's the Isser that a Torah has. This is a very big, a major hakir. Rav Moshe understands that the Mashmoyes of the Sugya over here with Rashi, and the Fgimel Ben Aleph is Mashma, the so-called Tzad, that Zika is a new din. This we'll see later, is well known at the name of the Briska Rav in Rambam and Hilchos Yibam V'Chalitza, Rav Moshe says that it's mashma in Rashi, this concept, that Zika primarily be a soida is really a new din. In other words, that Leisika Chlitzer tells me that when the Torah is nefeles, that the din Torah is a new din. That when the Torah is nefeles together with the erva, so just like the erva has an isur to miyabim her, so too the Torah would have a special isur to miyabim the Torah called leshikach litzer. So the Moshe find beseder is a new isur called leshikach litzer. But what we would have in the hafamin of the Gemara over here is that granted the erva fell with the Torah. The erva is totally out of it because she doesn't have any zikas yivam at all. She's an erva and a mela. She is absolutely clear that she doesn't have any yibim and consequently no chalitza at all whatsoever. But the mashain king, the zika, the tzora rather. Since the tzora really what? Really, she'd really have the din of zika yivamin, if not for the new iser that's chal upon her, which is the iser of tzora that was inschadish by the Torah, l'zika chalitza. So even though by her, granted that there's no way whatsoever to mekayim that mitzvah, because the Torah itself addresses the mitzvah and tells you not to do it, l'zika chalitza, it tells you not to do the mitzvah of yibim, but afal pikein, the din zika yivamin would still blive. To remain upon her, and we would say that you're actually, this is what Moshe suggests, you're actually still mitzvah in the mitzvah of Yibum. You fall within those who are nitztafa by the mitzvah. The Torah tells you not to fulfill your tzivoy and not to actually perform it. So since the Torah, it's a new din, so to speak, a din of lesikach litzrei, but she really has a mitzvah of Yibum, she just nesar from performing it and fulfilling that mitzvah, and Mela, therefore, we would have said in the Havim of the Gemara that Yivum no, but chalitza yet. Vashen kinimor is machadish the maskon. Says Rav Moshe that this new din of lesikach litzre, since it tells you not to miyabim, the Torah itself is telling you lehed not to miyabim. So Mela, she's told once we have a tzivoy to told not to miyabim. So it's chal on that din of the tzora serva and the din not to miyabim of the tzora serva, the din of ene earlier men el chalitza, which is a special new halacha that since she's told not that she has no din of yibim, therefore she had no din of chalitza as well. So this is Rav Moshe's explanation that tzora fundamentally really is a so-called new din. In other words, that the Torah tells me that an erva you came from miyabim, and the car wife of the erva, she has a special new loisase called loisikach litzre. The havamina was that loisase takes away, okay, and can't perform the mitzvah of yibim, but kaponim leave the chalitza in place. So on that, the Gemara is machadish that we say no, that new din generates a matzav in which it's unlawful to miyabim her. In other words, the Torah addressed specifically the yibim and told you don't be miyabim her. It's not like by a chavi lavim vasei where it happens to be that she's a bulukain gadol. Over here, by a tzora, the Torah addressed within the parasha of yibim and said don't. So there we say a special kosher any oil yim any oil chalitza. So this brings us into, and these points bring us into the next discussion on the base. In other words, this discussion here, the fact that Moshe Medayek from Rashi that the halacha of tzoras erva is fundamentally be a so-called new din. In other words, the way that it works is by asering the tzora from getting misyabemes. That's the way that it works. We have an isur, don't be miyabem the tzora. There's a secondary halacha that once a Torah made that isur. So when she can't be miyabim her, we say ein ol yibim ein ol chalitza, and therefore she can't be as no din to be nechletzes as well. Now, based on all this, let us discuss some nekudos in the sugya on daf gimel amud beit. The sefer Proshas Drochim from the author of the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech wrote another sefer called Proshas Drochim, which is drushim. And at the back of the sefer, in a chelak called Derech Mitzvei Secho, in chelak gimel, he sets up a very famous question, which is known as the Proshas Drochim Shaila. As we mentioned a few minutes ago, Rav Moshe Feinstein actually alludes to the Shaila as well. The Proshas Drochim asks a basic question by the Chayvei Lavin Va'asei, Almonam and Nasuin, falls to a Kohen Gadol for Yibam. And the halacha, of course, is, in Aladim Yabim her, she has a din to be nechletzes, to get chalitza, but not yibam, because asei is not doicha the lav asei. So what's the din, says the Prasad Jochim, if the man would live with her, would he be over on the aver chamura of eishasach? In other words, the hainu, he says. On the one hand, I could say that since she has a din not to be misyabemes, she's only supposed to be chaletzes, not misyabemes. So once the din is that she's not supposed to be misyabemes, so maybe there is no heter, no hafko whatsoever from the choymer isur of eishasach. Because she is, after all, the eishas Reuven. She was married to Reuven, and this is Shimon the brother. She's the if there would be a mamash mitzvah of a poil of yibim, so fine. So then there would be matir the eishesach. But here you don't have a mitzvah of a poil of yibim because the chavi lavim vasei is supposed to be nechletzes. So therefore, if you live with her, maybe you're over on eishesach. That's one side. Or maybe he says maybe we could say that as long as there's any kind of a zika that's left between the yavam and the yavama, which there is obviously because it's still a din of chalitza on the chavi lavim vasei. As long as any kind of chalitza is left, so therefore, if you do live with her, the iser eishesach is hotra, is mutar, and even by by the Chavi Lavan Vasei, where you should not have been Miyavim her, but if you did, then the din of Eishes Ach would be Hutai. That's the basic question of Parashat Shochem. Parashat Shochem adds another line. He says, the truth is, I have another possibility here as well. If you do say that it's Poka, the Isser of Eishes Ach, even by Chavi Lavan Vaeser, and if he does live with her, he is Miyavim her wrongly, then there won't be a violation of Eishes Ach, because it is a situation of Azikas Yevamin, even though it's true that he shouldn't live with her. So maybe you could say that B'di'evid, if the Kohen Gadol would be Miyabim, the Almanim and Asun, which he shouldn't have done because it's Lavan Vasei, could be you wouldn't even get Malkus Zok there. Because it's true that the Kohen Gadol has a Lois Asei V'Asei, he can't live with the Be'ula, but after the fact B'di'evid, we could say that the Asei of Yibim is Deicha, the Lois Asei of Be'ula. And Almana, it's Deicha the Lois Asei, and the only left with an Asei. This, by the way, is a Bevusta question by an Asei Deicha Lois Asei V'Asei, that it could be that if you're over after the fact, it could be that you were, even though you shouldn't have lived and you shouldn't have done the assay, whatever it is, but after the fact, the assay is the Chalalai's assay. You just end up with the violation of the assay. In this case, the king lives in the Amon and Suin. He's the Chalalai of the Amon because the mitzvah given is the it ends up with an Avera for became of Ba'ula, but maybe there's no Malkus because after the fact, the assay of Yibim is the Lois assay of Amon. And that's a possibility, and the Mishnah Melech and the Prashat Jochim leaves all of this unresolved. Now, the truth is, right over here, we see an interesting thing that the Mishnah Melech was prepared to accept, at least in one side, the very idea that we expressed earlier in the name of the Dibros Moshe. In both Nekudos of the Dibros Moshe, the Hainu. First of all, the Parashat Drachim is prepared to accept that possibility that by Achavei Lavan Ve'esem, even though you're not supposed to miyabim, but the Isser of Eish HaSach is gone, just like Ramosha Medayik earlier from Rashi, and if you do live with her, you won't be over on Eish HaSach. But even more than that, he says the even more startling part, he suggests, that whether Ramosha said before in Rashi, which is that if you are over and you live with her, you're mekayim the mitzvah say of Yibum. That's why he's suggesting that maybe it's doicha lois say Yibum doicha lav amon, and you don't get Malkus, but the Yevet after the fact, that the Kengod lives with the Amon and Asuim. And the Parashat Jochem is suggesting that maybe there is an actual mitzvah yibim, a king of the mitzvah yibim, and that's why there's no malchus on the lois essay of Almona, because the essay of yibim is daicha, even though you shouldn't have done it, you shouldn't live with her. This is exactly the suggestion that Ramosha Feinstein made, that Ramosha learns that even though Chavi Lavan Vesey, you shouldn't be living with her, Afal Pikain, there's still a mitzvah essay that's mutl of yibim, and even b'di'evan after the fact, you get that king of mitzvah, all connected. The stipler, the Kelsi Yankee that we spoke about yesterday, that learns based on his understanding of Taisis and of base, that the stipler learns that by Chavi Lavan Vesey, since you're not supposed to be doing it, and completely not supposed to be doing the mitzvah of Yibim. So therefore, the mitzvah of Yibim is Paka, and that's why he understands that the Gemara says Bol Lekana. Ramosha, by the way, argues on this. Ramosha says, even though it's true the Gemara says Bol Lekana, Chavi Lavan Va'asa, he can God lives with her after the fact, he's not kind to her, and doesn't become kone with the B.S. Yibim. Ramosha says he holds that that's no Shum Raya, Kenegados type, but that's no Shum Raya, the Bol Lekana, that there's no mitzvah of Yibim on a Chavi Lavan Va'asa. Maybe there is a mitzvah of Yibim, Ramosha names that there is. And Alpha P.K., Ramosha says, then Kenyan, a special halacha, the Chazal learned out that if the Yavam does live, is Miyabim the Yavama, then she becomes konui to him. So then din can't be chal kenega the rotz and atir. That's what Rav Moshe suggests. And in Mele, therefore, the person went, even the Kenyan mitzvah Yibim, but a chavi lavim ve'esem. Since he went against the rotz and atir, the Torah doesn't want you to live with the lavim, a chavi lavim ve'esem. So therefore, the special halacha of Baal aloi kona, because the Kenyan is not chal against the rotz and atir. Here we see in the Parashat Jochen, he was going with Rav Moshe. He was going, at least in the suggestion of his, he's going that if a person does live with the love of Asay, so the Asay is going, of Yibim is doicha the love, in other words, behind that there is an Asay, and you actually get a kiyam, you get an Asay, but Afal Pi Kein, it was certainly wrong to do it, but there is a suggestion in the Mishnah Melech, mamish like Rav Moshe, that if the Asay of Yibim, if you do live with the Chavi Lavan Va'esa, then you get the kiyam, and in fact, he suggests that maybe the Asay of Yibim is going to be doicha, the Lois Asay, and just leave the Asay of the Be'ula Kohen Gadol. In the Etzem Shaila of this Parashat Shochem, Reb Nochem Pertzovitz and many others point out that it's really a Beferish of Tosfos Rosh on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Tosfos Rosh is actually Mavua Behedya. He speaks out Beferish that by Chavi Lavan Ve'eser, if the Yavam will live with the Chavi Lavan Ve'eser, he will be Oiver on Eishes Ach. We'll see in a second. Which, as he said before, it's going to follow that although the Tos Rosh clearly settles this question, the question of Parshas Jochim, in other words, Tos Rosh is saying that there is, in fact, a violation of an Eishes Sach. But Alpha Pikain, even though that's so, Rav Moshe still understands, the way he read the Rashi's earlier, that Rashi won't agree. The way Rav Moshe understood it, Rashi understands that Chavi Lavan Ve'esa is a special case where there actually is an active mitzvah Yibam. You're just supposed to be prohibited from performing it. But there is a mitzvah Yibam, mamish mutl on you. If you do it, you'll get the kiyam. And the way Rav Moshe learns the Rashi is in Gimel Amud Aleph, and therefore there will be a heter of the Eishes Sach. But Tos Rosh says, it's not like that on the Gimel Amud Aleph. Tos Rosh is widely quoted, and he says like this on the Gimel Amud Aleph. Tos Rosh is that by every case where I have a Chavi Lavan Ve'ase, in other words, that a monum and a suin falls to a king godl, she's a monum and a suin, so therefore she was once lived with, she's a ba'ula, and she's also an amana, so she's a lavan va'asa relative to the king godl. So every time a chavi lavan va'asa falls to a king godl, frekt of them, the Tos Rosh, why don't we say that the chavi lavan va'asa should generate a din of tzora? That's the question. Let her pater her tzora from Yibam v'chalitza. Why shouldn't anybody say a thing like that? Mechtesi, the chavi lavan va'asa din v'din of tzora. The Gemara learns tzora servo out of Gimel Beis, out of a chois ishtoy, a special din of his wife's sister, that there's a pasuk of loisikach litzrer, that the pasuk of litzrer, the din of tzora, is merumas in the pasuk of a chois ishtoy. And then with what's called hekesh, the Rabbi Yoina, the Rashi brings down the hekesh that's makish, puts together in kind of umbrella hekesh all of the arayas together. We learn out that all ervas, if they fall to Shimon, together with the tzora, so they also part of the Tzoras. But that's only a reason by Arayah. There's no din of Chavi Lavan Ve'esa generating a Tzora. Why Chtesi, I should say that. The Rosh explains his question that he says that since every time when I have a Chavi Lavan Ve'esa, in other words, I have a Moloch and Godel falling to the Yovam. So in all cases like that, the Halacha is what? That since you're not supposed to be Miyabim, the Chavi Lavan Ve'esa, so therefore the Isser of Eishes Ach comes back. In other words, that she's the woman is an Eishesach, she was an Eishes Reuven, and she's falling to Shimon, so she's an Eishesach. If I would have a het to Yibam, so we would remove the Isser of Eishesach. But since I don't have any het of Yibam, so therefore the Eishesach comes back. So Kum Techois says the Tos Rosh that every time they have a Chavi Lavan Ve'esa, it's not just the Lavan Ve'esa, because now that it is Lavan Ve'esa, you're obstructed from performing Yibam, and now the Eishesach comes back. So she's an Erva. Eishesach is one of the Arayos. You get Korath Ve'eishesach. So frekt of them the Tos Rosh. If that's the case, why don't you say that every Chavi Lavan Ve'esa, because she's also an Eishes Sach on the rebound, now she's a Lavan Ve'esa, so you can't do Yibam, now you can't do Yibam, so she's a Eishes Sach. So let the Eishes Sach aspect of this woman pater her tzara, because that's like any erva. We should say that Eishes Sach is like any other erva. And since if you have a Lavan Ve'esa ends up having an Eishes Sach quality, so therefore let it pater her tzara. That's the kasha of the Tos Rosh. The Tos Rosh answers this kasha by saying that since we know that a chavi lavan ve'esa is choletzes, right, that's the drosha later on daf chof, that she's a chavi lavan ve'esa, you can't miyabim her, but she is choletzes. So therefore, this erva of eishesach, which leaves intact the zika that requires the chalitza, it leaves intact the zika's chalitza, this erva of eishesach is not similar to regular erva, it's not similar to a chois isha, which is the paradigm erva, right, the wife's sister, that's the paradigm erva where the pasuk of litzer is written explicitly. And in order to learn from Achois Isha the Lin of Tzora to other Arayas, they have to be similar to Achois Isha. Kum Tachois over here says the Tos Rosh, since this din of Erva of Achois Ishtoi, which blibes on the Eishes Reuven because she was married to Reuven and she's falling to Shimon, and the Achois Ishtoi comes back by Chavi Lavan Ve'esa, the Achois Ishtoi is not similar to the din of Eishes Ach, which blibes on this Eishes Reuven, that Eishes Ach is not similar to Achois Ishtoi, because the Eishes Ach is not sufficient to be able to take away from her the Zikas Chalitza. She's still a Chalitza, still required in Chalitza. Therefore, you don't learn out from Eishes Ach to generate a din of, from Achois Eishes Ach from Achois Isha to generate a din of toward Sarah. So that's the teretz of the Tos Rosh. Granted that the Chavi Lavan Ve'esa does have an Eishes Sach that comes back because he can't perform the Yibam, but Afal Pikein, the Eishes Sach is not similar to Achois Ishtoi, it has a din of Chalitza, and therefore it doesn't generate a din of Tor Tzora. There are a couple of standard questions that are asked on this Tos Rosh. The first question is, If, in fact, there is an erva of Eishes Ach, on this Eishes Ruvain falling to Shimon, she's an erva, she's an Eishes Ach, she has a din of chorus like any other erva. So if that's the case, why, in fact, is it that she's Choletzes? You know, Achois Ishtoi falls to give him to Shimon, or Abitoi falls to Shimon, or whatever it is, she's not Choletzes. The din, the Gemara says clearly on Daf Chof, and earlier we had, that an erva falls to Shimon, falls to the Yavim, she's not Choletzes, or Mesia Bemis. Why is it that if the Eishes Ach does come back, Eishes Ach is, after all, an erva, because she's prohibited, because of Chavi Lavan Vasei, the Eish Hasach comes back. So why is it that the din of Eish Hasach that comes back is going to still leave intact a din of Chalitza? Why should it leave a din of Chalitza? Let's treat it like an erva and say it doesn't have a din of Chalitza. That's a leinishver. Why by Chavi Lavan Vasei are you Chaletzes if the Eish Hasach comes back? That's one question. We'll put it aside just for a moment. The second question, which Reb Nochem asks in the Chedusha Reb Nochem, is that what was the Havamin of the Taisa Rosh that a Chavi Lavan Vasei should generate a din of Isur Tzora, that her Tzora should also be a Sura to the Yavam? Why should there be such a thing, given the fact that the Pashtus, the way it seems to come out in the Pashtus of the before later on Gimel Beis, the halacha of Torah is based on the concept, like we mentioned it before, based on the idea that the ptur from the zikas yevamin that devolves, that's chal upon the erva, is chal upon the klolos of the group of the women that are falling, and therefore, just like the erva herself is mufka, is potter from the zikas yevamin, so too the Torah is also potter from the zikas yevamin. So if that's the way that it works, that the zikas yevamin, which is the ptur, is poka from the erva, is also poka from the Torah, so if here, you can't say such a thing at all by the Chavi Lavan Vaeser, because she's not poka from the Zikas Yevamin. Granted that not miyabim her, but you are choylitzer. So clearly, there is clearly some kind of a Zika that remains. So what was the Havamin altogether in the Taisa Rosh to say that Zorah Sever should be chal in a case of Chavi Lavan Vaeser, if the Zorah Sever is based on the musig and the concept that the Zika of Yevamin, which is poka from the erva, is poka on the entirety of the poka on the group of the women, is poka from the Zorah Sever as well? Over here, the Zika wasn't poka from the Chavi Lavan Vaeser herself, because you see that she has a din of chalitza. So that's Reb Nochem's kasha. So Reb Nochem says that in his opinion there is a raya from this Taisa Rosh to the yisoid of the Brisker Rav that we alluded to before. That the Brisker Rav holds in Hilchos Yevamah Chalitza a very mechudistic thing, which is against the simple reading of Rashi in the Taisa Rosh Grada later on bottom of Gimel on the Beis. As is pointed out, Reb Nochem himself notes that Rashi in a few places mashanah the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav learns that the din of Tzoras Erva is fundamentally a din Isor rather than a din Hafkoa Hazika. That's it's like we spoke up before. We have to ask this question. Erva and Tzora fall liyibum, and the Erva is potent totally, and the Tzora is potent totally. Is that because the Tzora gets an Isor to be Messiah Bemis, and therefore she's not Messiah Bemis, says an Isor? Or the Pshat is like Rashi seems to move later on in the bottom of Gimel and Beis, and so to the Taisa Rosh, that the Pshat is that the Zika is Paka from the Tzora, because it's Paka from the Erva, and in Mela it falls, follows on the rebound that once it's Paka, she's Mela also to the Yavam al Seishas Ach, because she's an Eishas Ruvain. Which is it? The Brisker Rav wants to bring Smuchim and Raya's and the Brisker Rav and Rambam that the correct way to learn is that the Zika is a so-called new din. The Hainu, that there's a new din that's chal, loisikach. Let's throw a pasuk in the Pasha of the Raya's that tells us that it's also to take the Tzora. We mentioned before that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein wants to make the same thing based upon the Dakas Dikah, the Yugam and Rashi and Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Moshe wants to say over there also that fundamentally the Din Tzora is a halacha of an Isur. So the Reb Nochem says, if we understand it that way, we can understand better what's going on over here. Because this Chayvi Lavan Ve'esa, granted that her Zika is not totally Poka, and in fact, her Zika isn't totally Poka, and she has a Din of Chalitza. But Alpha P came, since she has a Shem of an Eishas Ach on her, which is an error. Therefore, the Taisa Rosh had a half a minute that we created in Tzora anyway, even though the Zika isn't Poka, because the way that Tzora works is by asering, by generating a new Isur, an Isur that's Chal. It takes effect based on Pasuk of Lisikach Litzur, where I have an Erva. Here I have an Erva, here in the Havan of Taisa Rosh, we're going to say, the Chavi Lavan Ve'esa, the Chavi Lavan Ve'esa has an Erva, which in turn ought to Aser Tzora as well. That's why he thought that the Eishas Ach of Chavi Lavan Ve'esa could generate it in Tzora, because of the so-called Nudin, this Isur of Tzora that takes effect. However, we still have not explained the other Nekuda that comes out of this Taisa Rosh, which is that by every Chavi Lavan Ve'esa, the
Chavi Lavin Ve'esa has a halacha according to Tosafos Rosh of an Eishasach, because since it's Osir Miyabim her Meila, the Yisr of Eishasach comes back, B'chola Toikif, and she's an Eishasach. If that's the case, why doesn't the Eishasach itself be mafkir her Zika totally and say that she's no Chalitza either, like any Ervok mafkir Zika totally and say there's no Dinam Chalitza? What about the Eishasach that comes back on the rebound from the Chavi Lavin Ve'esa? Let it also say that she has no Dinam Chalitza. This is a basic question. And to elaborate on this, we need to get into a famous discussion here, which all the forum discuss in connection with answering Rikiveger's Kasha in the Tosef Rikiveger on Mishnayos here. Rikiveger asks the Tosef Rikiveger on Mishnayos the following very basic shailos discussed very extensively in Achroinim. Rikiveger asks, it's Mavur in the Gemara over here. It's a bit of a shailos in the Girsa whether you Girsa it over here, but even if you're not Girsa here, the Achroinim speak out that you Girsa it on Yud Gimel. So in any event, it definitely is a Gemara here on the Yud Gimel, where the Gemara says, how do you know that there's enough Tzoras Tzora? And the Gemara learns that a special limit for Tzoras Tzora, which is the Pasuk of Litzroi with the two Reishis. What is this Tzoras Tzora? So as you know, just briefly, we have a case in which you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, three brothers. Reuven dies, and he leaves a couple of wives. One of his wives is an Erva to Levi. So, of course, Levi is not Miyabim the Erva. He also can't be Miyabim the Tzoras Erva because she's a Tzoras Erva, so he's not Miyabim at all. He doesn't do any Yibim on any of Reuven's wives. So Shimon, the other brother, steps in, and he does Yibim, and he happens to have done Yibim to the Tzoras Erva. When Shimon dies, he leaves a couple of wives of his own. He leaves a wife, the Tzoras Erva, the former Tzoras Erva who had come from Reuven to him, and he leaves his own wife, who was his own wife all along, and both of them fall to Levi. Since the Tzoras Erva is also the Levi, she was a Tzoras Erva from the original Ishos from Reuven, so he's clearly also the Levi. So the Mela, her Tzora is also as well. She asks her Tzora from Shimon's marriage to her and to the Tzora, and that's the din of Tzora's Tzora, which we know from the Mishnah and Daf Beis. And the Gemara brings says over here on the Yud Gimel, there's a special pasuk, a drush from Litzroi, to tell me that not only the Tzora is also, but the Tzora's Tzora is also as well. Why do I have to have a special drush of Tzora's Tzora being also a special drush? Why isn't it a given that a Tzora's Tzora is also based on the following cheshbon? We know from the Pashtas of the Sugya later on Gimel Beis, and that's what seems to come out of Rashi and the Rishonim over there, that Pashtas, it comes out of the Rishonim on bottom of Gimel Beis, that every time when I have a Tzora Serva, the way that the concept of the Tzora Serva works, like we said, the Pashtas Hazvorim is that the way that it works is by saying that just like the Zika Sivim is Paka from the Erva herself, so likewise it also is Paka from the Tzora Serva. So the Tzora Serva ends up without any Zika whatsoever. And once she has no Zika whatsoever, come to Chois that she relates to the Yavam as an Eishasach, because the Eishasach comes back on the rebound. She was an Eishas Reuven after all, and she's an Eishasach to the Yavam. It would have been Mutter the Eishasach, but Mokom the Mitzvah Yibim, but he's a no Mitzvah Yibim with the Tzara Sarah because the Zika is Paka, and therefore the Eishasach comes back. If that's the case, so the Chayr is going to come out in the case we gave with Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, that when Reuven dies and his wives are Asura to Levi, he can't be Yabim the Erva, he can't be Yabim the Tzara Sarah. That Tzora Serva who has no Zika Klapi Levi, Kum Techoyis, that she has a Shem of an Eishasach Klapi Levi. She relates to Levi as an Erev of an Eishasach. When that lady, that Tzora Serva, now is Misyabemis by Shimon, and now Shimon dies, and he leaves her and the co-wife of his own, L'chayr, that co-wife is a Tzora Serva because she's a Tzora to a woman who has a relationship to Levi. She relates to Levi as an Eishasach because of the original marriage from Reuven. So it comes out to Fetcher B'Kivayger that every Tzora Tzora does not need a new drosha of Litzra, that the Gemara seems to indicate that it needs a new drosha of Litzra. You don't need the drosha because we know every Tzoras Tzora is by definition a Tzoras Erva. Why? Because she's a Tzoras Tzora, but the Tzora woman herself now relates to Levi as an Eishasach, because since she was a Tzora, her Zikas Yevamen expired and vanished. And Zikas Yevamen vanished, so Mela she came back as an Eishasach, her Isra Eishasach to Levi came back, so the Tzora automatically turns into an Erva relative to Levi because of the fact that her Zikas Yevamen vanished and the Eishasach came back, so she's an Erev of Eishasach. Now when Shimon dies, they have this Tzora, the original Tzora, she's an Eishasach, and to Remela, she's an Erev, and her Tzora, her so-called, the new Tzora's Tzora, that Tzora is really a Tzora's Erev, because she's a co-wife of a woman who relates to Levi as an Eishasach. This is the famous Kasher B'Kivayger, every Tzora's Tzora turns into a Tzora's Erev by definition, because once the Tzora loses the Zikas Yivomen Klapei Levi, it comes out that she relates to Levi as an Eishasach, so now she's an Erev of Levi, and now when Shimon's Miyabim her, since Shimon has a co-wife and Shimon dies, so the Tzorah is really a Tzorah Erva. She's a Tzorah of a woman who relates to Levi as an Eshesach. So what do you need a special drasha of Tzorah Tzorah? Typically, every Tzorah is a Tzorah Erva. That's what Gevegas Kasha. He points out that Rashi himself later, Rashi on the Chesamet Beis later in the Perik, in the context of a different drasha, a different Shita called Rebbe Shita, Rashi actually makes this Cheshbin that every Tzorah is a Tzorah Erva. And Gevegas asks, why in the world is a Sugi here on Gimel and on Yud Gimel? Why don't we go with that Cheshbin that every Tzorah is a Tzorah Erva of Eshesach and Pata the Tzorah automatically without a need for a new drasha? The Baron Kotler, in the Mishnah of Baron and Yevamah Simon Gimel, answers this Kasha of Akiva Eger based upon a fundamental principle which he boys ois with different rayas and smuchim, that he says that under normal conditions, we would say that an Eishes Ach Erva is different from other arayos. And an Eishes Ach Erva cannot be a Siba, cannot be a cause for it being Mafkiya Zikas Yevamin, and can't be Mafkiya the Zikas Yevamin from the Tzorah, because Eishes Ach, says the Baron, is that relationship itself, which is redefined by the Torah as a relationship which generates the mitzvah Yivam and generates the Zikas Yivam. She was married to a brother, that's Eshesach. So even in a case where it's impossible to miyavim, and therefore the Isser of Eshesach came back, and she's Asura al Eshesach, and she has a Chomer to get Isser, and you live with to get Chorus, and it's a terrible thing to live with her. But Afal Pikain, that Shem, that relationship, the Yachas of Eshesach, is not able to serve as a mafkia of Zikas Yivamin, because Eshesach is the relationship that it self-generates Zika, so it's redefined. The Isser Eshesach is redefined as a Torah by the Torah as a Shem, which is unable to serve as a mafkia of Zika's Yivam. Other Arayas are mafkia Zika. Bito is mafkia, and Achois Ishto is mafkia, all the others. But Eshesach is not mafkia because it's redefined by the Torah as a thing that's not, as a relationship that's not mafkia Zika. Therefore, even though it's true, says her Baron, that the Tzorah Serva, that Shimon is Miyavim, now relates to Levi as an Eshesach. And now when Shimon dies, L'chayra, Shimon's other co-wife is L'chayra Tzorah of an Eshesach. That din, Tzorah Eshesach, says Rabaron, is not going to be a Siba to be Poka from a Tzika Sivama, because the Eshesach, that Shem, the din of Eshesach, is not able to mafkia the din of Zika Sivama. Eshesach is different from other Arayas. Takeret, it generates Yibon, and even if it doesn't generate it in whatever case, it's not able to be mafkia. So the Eshesach on the Tzorah will not be a Siba for Afkor of the Zika Sivama from the Tzorah. And that's why I need a new pasuk of Litzra with the two reishas to tell me that Tzorah is Aser. A special pasuk, a special Xerza Kosev. The emet says, like we said before, that this Taisa Rosh that we spoke of before is another example of this Yesoid. The Taisa Rosh is saying that every time you have a Chayvi Lavin Ve'eser, so since he can't be Miyabim her, so it comes back on the rebound, the Yisra of Eshesach, and if you do live with her, you get Mamashachi of Chorus, and it's a terrible thing to live with her, because since there's no Mitzvah Yevamin, so therefore the Eshesach comes back. That's what Taisa Rosh holds. And Afal Pikain, he still holds that the mitzvah of chalitza is still there. That's the din of chayvilav and ve'esa. There is no yibim, but there is chalitza. What is that? L'chayr the eshesach, if it's there, it ought to serve as an erev of mafkia the zika completely, mafkia the din chalitza. But there's another example of this aside that you find in Rabaron, and others say, similar to Rabaron on this point, that we have that the din eshesach is andish, is different from other arayas. Eshesach, even in a case where there is an eshesach and there is no mitzvah yivam, and afal pikein, the eshesach label cannot serve as a mafkia of the Zikas Yevamin, because Eshesach is that relationship itself as the Torah has redefined as a generator of Zikas Yevamin. So even if there won't be a mitzvah like a Chavalam Ve'esa, okay, there's no mitzvah in Miyavim, it's a Chavalam Ve'esa, but Afal Pikain, the Eshesach label that comes upon her, and that Choymer is that comes upon her, still won't serve as a Hafkoh of the Zika. It's different from other Arayas. That's why the Tesa Rosh is saying that Chavalam Ve'esa are Choyletzes, not Mitzvah Bemes, but they are Choyletzes, despite the fact that according to Tesa Rosh, the Isra of Eshesach does come back.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.